Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday morning, during our show, Jay Glazer sent out a tweet that he said he had big national news and that he would unveil it at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. Seems like a really long time to wait. And he did just that at the top of his show on Fox, which this is all it was a ploy to kind of get people to check out his show. I didn't even know Jay Glazer had a nightly show on Fox. Did you?
I just thought he had like a podcast or something.
Yeah, no, it's his own show, and apparently it's a half hour long.
Oh.
There you go. Right off the top, he announced that LA Rams center Brian Allen is the first player in the National Football League to test positive for coronavirus.
Yeah, I did see that.
He said that when talking to Allen, Allen said that for 3 weeks, he has been testing positive for it. The first thing to go was his loss of a sense of smell. And then other symptoms kicked in. But he said that the loss of smell is still lingering. And medical professionals have told him it'll be 6 to 8 months before he regains his sense of smell.
Well, doesn't it coincide with also the ability to taste? I'm almost certain it does.
Yeah, so
sense combination.
He said his taste is coming back
slowly, sure.
But the smell is still the most noticeable thing. Because I mean,
well, that's
he said all he could feel was textures.
Yeah,
when he was eating, that would be an odd.
That would
feeling.
Be very strange.
But he had a really good kind of view on it. He's like, look, he told Glazer, look, I've got a loss of a sense of smell and taste for a little while. I got very lucky with this thing. Yep. He said, other than that, you know, the symptoms were there and, you know, I had headaches and body aches and whatnot. He said he feels very lucky and he's on the road to recovery. And he said that he's no longer testing positive for it, but the first NFL player to get it actively.
Well, it's good news to see that. Not only with the announcement that, I mean, of course, there was going to be multiple athletes come out with this. We saw the NBA with significant amount of players that got this. And as far as we've heard thus far, they've been able to recover fully. Mm-hmm. Now, understanding that we're not going to see more and more, certainly Major League Baseball, we don't know. Not yet. Are we going to see more NFL players or this? I mean, it's all good news to see that these athletes and anybody that's recovering from it. Every time I get a chance, I read a story and I go, man, that's there's group, but there's no rhyme or reason of how everybody, certain factions, certain groups, certain races, all these different are coming up with ways to recover.
Yeah.
And we can't figure this out.
No, we can't figure it out yet. I think that's a good qualifier to have.
I mean, it all works together as yet. The key word is, like you said, it is yet.
Yeah. And that is because it's so new and it's amazing how hard and how many scientists around the world are working on this thing. And like, man, it is in a world that's immediacy and we want it right now and we want to know all of the answers to it. Some things just don't happen quickly. They just don't happen like this, and this is absolutely 100% one of those things where you just can't wave the magic wand put the best and brightest minds and just find an answer immediately.
Like I said it last week, is that we put a lot of athletes and celebrities on these high-level pedestals, and we look at them for leadership, or we look at them for, like they're bigger than life sometimes, but really, they're just made of flesh and blood like all of us. Mm-hmm. And nobody's immune to this disease right now and what it can do to you. Nobody is.
Yeah, that's the interesting part about all this too, is that like Mike Trout did an interview and we have some audio from Trout yesterday when he was talking about like, he said it's kind of crazy to think of the ideas that baseball's filling out. This is the best player in baseball, one of the biggest stars of baseball, saying that it's a crazy idea to quarantine players in Florida or Arizona.
I don't know why it's crazy, but because
of the idea that, yeah. You know, what you just said, because he's sitting there like, we're people too. We're just as susceptible to it, and not just like physically able to get the virus. He's like, but, you know, we're humans that have feelings and want that interaction with other human beings, like our family members. And he said that is kind of a crazy idea, which I'm with you on that. Like, we all kind of look at it. And my wife, who, when she heard that, she goes, well, people in the military leave their families all the time.
Yeah,
I thought the exact same thing. Yeah. I said that last week. Is like, it's not completely out of the question. Like, a couple of months, our members of the military, they leave their families for months upon months upon months.
Yeah, I'm not, you know? Part to me doesn't register as a big deal. Leaving your family, committing to what your craft is, if that's your choice and you're highly compensated and that's your means to an end, there are lots and lots and lots of industries where you leave your family. I know fishermen that are gone. I grew up with a kid that was just there. His dad was gone 6 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year he was just gone. And he was an Alaska fisherman. He was just, and that's just how it is. There are five kids in the family. That's how they made their money. The mom didn't work, took care of the kids. This is kind of, but this is different. This is a professional athlete. If you don't, Mike Trout, want to do that, want to stay with your family, then you forgo your salary and you stay with your family, and then you come back when you're ready. I'm sure teams would be willing to say, fine, we will suspend your contract until you feel comfortable coming back. I'm sure there's options for those guys if they want to do that, but let's not act like it's that crazy to say you want to go spend a couple months playing baseball.
Mm. Well, bad news, Rams center Brian Allen contracted COVID-19. Good news, he is recovering, full recovery, and will be okay, thankfully, for Brian Allen, the first NFL player to contract coronavirus, according to Jay Glazer of Fox Sports. And also, Adam Schefter had the little scoop that Chargers employ also, and two others are showing symptoms of it just yesterday. Of coronavirus as well. So not expected to be a player, but a front office member and support management. So that is the coronavirus update from the NFL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.